The fall run of cattle is picking up pace at auction barns across the Northern Plains. Hub City Livestock co-owner Steve Helwig says the number of yearlings running through the ring is surprising for this time of year. However, compared to last year, prices are slightly lower at the Aberdeen, South Dakota barn.
A 1,000-pound steer here, the was in the 145 to 147 range. That would be just slightly lower than last year. But the some of these calves now are the 550-pound average calf here, 160. That would probably be 5 to 7 cents lower than last year. So we're catching up here every week, and hopefully there's more of that to come here in December.
Dickinson-based Stockman's Livestock Exchange owner Larry Schnell started selling calves 6 weeks ago, having large runs since then, averaging 6 to 8,000 head per week.
Condition of the calves is very good, in many cases heavier than what they'd expected. And as far as the market, it's not near what it was a year ago. I guess I would guess that a lot of these calves are probably $10 a hundred under a year ago. But as compared to what it was looking like before the run started, which would have been, you know, in September, it's come back quite a lot.
The cow market has been resilient this year. In a typical year, Helwig says the market has hit its low by mid-November.
This year, it's actually gotten higher into this time of the year, which is completely uncharacteristic. It's been a very pleasant thing to make up a little bit on these weigh-ups. So I think that trend will continue. Of course, now we're a lot of corn is wet in the country. A lot of these cows are going to feedlots to be fed, and that's what's really driving the cow market. But if you got cows to sell, it's a pretty good opportunity here to take advantage of a lot better cow market than we thought it would be.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.